Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. And I'm sure that Larry doesn't have anything really against yard work, but I'm gathering that, I guess that Larry would say that a walk is better time spent outdoors. Could I possibly be right, Mr. Weber?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I think yard work is wonderful at this time of year, and if it's the kind of yard work that Mother Nature gives us, because we are at this fascinating time right now, every year between about the 15th and the 20th of October, and no, I'm not talking pledge drive, between about the 15th and 20th of October, Mother Nature gives us the leaf drop. And it doesn't happen all at once. I have seen years where it seems like it happens in just one day if we have a real hard, windy, rainy time. But normally it stretches out over a period of time. And I was amazed. I have returned from a trip, and I was amazed in driving yesterday and seeing how much of a drop there has been. This is a really interesting phenomenon. We've gotten so used to it, we may look upon it as a time to go out and rake leaves and so forth. But it's a really interesting phenomenon. Why would trees that use their leaves to make food, that's the only thing they use to make food, why would they throw them away? Now, I'm not going to answer that question, but I want you to think about it until next week. So this is the time we're getting into now, the leaf drop time. It also ushers in this phenomenal time called autwin, and autwin is the time after the leaves drop from the trees until we get a lasting snow cover. Now, we got a little bit of a snow earlier, and we will probably get a few more, but the lasting snow usually doesn't happen until about mid-November. Those who were around here 2 years ago, remember we had some snow that stuck with us as early as late October. So autwin varies, but I usually expect at least a month of autwin. We're getting into that right now. So very interesting time. And plenty, plenty, plenty more going on in the world of nature. You're an early riser. I'm sure when you stepped out, you saw the waning gibbous moon. The waning gibbous moon is one that I really enjoy because it's probably the easiest moon to see in the daytime. It's visible pretty much most of the mornings when we are in that phase. Also, we keep getting shorter days. Sunset now is already at about 6:15. Now, we won't change our clocks in October anymore. We don't do that until November, but we will certainly be noticing the shorter days. And, of course, migration continues. There's a lot of talk about, you know, go to Hawk Ridge to see the big migration in September. That's when you see the huge numbers of broad-winged hawks. Well, the migration is continuing and pretty good numbers. I always enjoyed going in October. You don't see the huge flocks, but what you see better. And the red-tailed hawks, bald eagles, sharp-shinned hawks are coming across now in good numbers, and perhaps even some of the ones that have come through later, things like goshawk and golden eagle and so forth. So it's a great time. That's a great thing to do this weekend if you can. If you can not do that, then just get out and take a walk. With the sunlight, there are still things visible. Yesterday, I saw a butterfly called a comma that hibernates for the winter. I saw a couple kinds of dragonflies still active. And then there was, of course, a sighting of a snake, which is interesting because they hibernate and it's looking for a place to hibernate. It survived the cold earlier. We're going to have a few mild days. It has a little bit of a reprieve. It can go out and find some place to hide. Then I visited a location that had on its wall a whole gathering of what I refer to as World Series moths. These are late-season moths. Moth, M-O-T-H-S, cousins of butterflies that fly late in the season. They are active often when the temperatures get down in the 30s. And I refer to them as World Series moths because they always show up at about the time of the World Series. Speaking of, you want to buy my Twins World Series tickets from me? I can't seem to give them away. So anyway, I saw those
Larry,
yesterday.
I'm sorry, Larry, I'm going to miss the rest of your show now because I'll be weeping quietly into my headphones, okay? I just want to let
you can't hear me?
No, I'm through my tears about the twins. Yes, I can barely hear you, Larry. Yes, go ahead.
You can barely hear me. Okay. Yeah, well, that was an excuse many of my students would give too, but it didn't go very far. Anyway, I'll cut it short then, and I'll just say,
no, Larry,
take a look.
I can hear you fine.
Wonderful. I was talking about the wonderful things that happen at this time now, as we have the leaf drop in the beginning of Odwin, and I mentioned the kind of moths that show up late in the season. Linden Looper is their correct name, but I prefer to call them World Series moths. And then there is, yes, the tamaracks. We are beginning tamarack time. If you can't walk in a woods and see what's going on, take a drive by a swamp and see the tamaracks. So it's going to be a great weekend. Get out and enjoy it. Okay, take care.
Larry Weber, our host this morning for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD. You know, just taking a moment and thinking about all of the words that have become a part of your vocabulary. I know what a World Series moth is now. I know what Otwin is now. You all know what Otwin is. Oh, that Larry Weber, what a treasure. Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays at 8:20 right here on Northland Morning.